Happy 100th episode, campers! So it's our 100th episode, and I hope you're all doing good. By chance, do any of you know what we're going to be talking about today? Anyone?
Board games?
A good thing that you said that. That's going to come up. Well, I'm excited to say that we've come to our 100th episode, and oh my gosh, I don't even know how to feel because it feels so unreal to say that. And if you're new to this whole podcast thing, I'm your host, Dylan, and you're listening to the newest episode of Campfire Adventures. I can't even know what to say about this episode. We may not be the biggest podcast in the world, but seriously, it means so much to me that we even have this podcast. I couldn't do it without all of you out there listening to podcast land. And as a special surprise, I have a huge group for my live audience. People who have been here from the very first episode, some guest hosts who've taken over the show, and so many more. So I want to give a big thank you to Lori, to Catrice. We have Erica here. We have Damien, Athena, the artist for our logo. We have Caden here. And it's just a really good whole family vibe. The boys are chilling right there. We got champagne poured. And it's nice to just have everybody here for a good time. So I guess before I start going off into a tangent, it's time for us to get on to the newest episode of Campfire Adventures. So let's grab our drinks. We are around the portable campfire because it's been raining this whole weekend, and I guess it's time for us to get into our 100th episode.
Oh God, that's cool.
Okay, so we've made it to our 100th episode, which I feel like I've established pretty well, but I'm going to keep saying because it just is so cool. So I guess thank you is the most important thing to say. If you've ever listened to an episode or were a part of an episode, or if you even just liked the picture on our Instagram or Facebook, thank you because you helped me in some way keep going on the journey. And I know I can go on and on and on about this, but I'll say that for the end of the episode. So for this episode, I kind of went back and forth with ideas of what I could possibly talk about. And when we first introduced this episode, I asked you, does anyone have an idea of what we would talk about? And I kind of was hoping some of you might think of maybe doing a story based off of a movie. And if you know me, then you think of The Conjuring, because I love The Conjuring. And we did The Conjuring 1, and we did The Conjuring 2. And so I was thinking, well, let's just do 3, because that'd be pretty cool. But then I was thinking, maybe not. And then I had our number one fan come in and tell us, like, what if you start talking about everything that you liked about the podcast and just do that for an hour? And I was like, well, I mean, that would be cool, and I don't mind doing that, but it wouldn't really be the podcast without a cryptid-based story. Like, the only time that we've ever done that was the road trip review. So I think I'll say that for the end, but I know that we need a story, and I feel like that's just what we're all looking for. So to make this story happen, I had to really think. And I was given possibly one of the greatest Christmas gifts ever. And like Athena said, it's a board game, and it's named The Horrified American Monsters. P.S. Thank you again, Erica, for the best gift ever. And the goal is to protect your town from cryptids across America, like Bigfoot, the Mothman, the Chupacabra, the Jersey Devil, the Ozark Howler, and one more that we haven't actually covered a story about. So if you remember, along our cross-country road trip, we covered a story for each one of these cryptids. Now, if you haven't had a chance to hear them, then you can always find them on our website, on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But anyway, to make a long story short, because, you know, the road trip's a long story, there's one more cryptid on this board game that we haven't talked about, and that is the legend of the Banshee of the Badlands. Okay, so I'm going to need you to go with me here for a second, and let me set the scene for you. Picture it. South Dakota. There's a national park known as the Badlands. Actually, we passed this park on our way through the state, and I'm wishing now more than ever that I actually got a chance to stop by. But that's neither here nor there because, I mean, we're telling this story now, and I obviously didn't go. But one question I did have was, why was this national park called the Badlands? Well, apparently, the terrain isn't the easiest to get through. Actually, the Lakota people used to call this land Badlands in their own language. I'm not even going to try to repeat it because it wouldn't make any sense. But it's been called Badlands for generations and generations of people. And I think that it's all linked to how there were so many canyons and buttes to make up the park. Side note, I didn't know what the word butte was. Does anybody know what that word means?
Yeah, it's the
Spooky.
thing.
What?
Oh, no.
It's those things that stick out of the ground. It's like a hill that's like a
Yeah.
cylinder but flat.
Exactly. So, thanks to Lori and to Webster's Dictionary, it's basically a hill with super steep sides that go up on it, and then it has a flat, leveled out upper part. And that's what a butte is. So, what I gathered from all that is that it'd be pretty difficult to get up. But if you can get all the way to the top, then you'd enjoy a nice view. And then after that, you'd have to figure out how to get down without dying or something. And then on top of that, the summers are blazing hot. The winters are freezing cold. There's barely any drinkable water. They're saying any water that you actually find in the Badlands has like just muddied up water. So you couldn't drink it even if you wanted to. And then the word on the street is that there's smoke that comes out of the ground. Just randomly, you just see smoke seeping up from the top of out of nowhere. So all this has given the land the nickname Hell with the Fires Out.
Oh, wow. So interesting.
And after saying this park's description, I could see how the nickname would stick. And anyway, you'd think like a place like this with the description that we've given, that there's no chance that life actually would be able to survive or even thrive here. But you know what? It does. Bison, ferrets, fox, snakes, and so much more call the park home. People actually still travel from all around the world to come to this park and explore it and experience all that it has to offer. And a few of these people come because of a legend that has been associated with the Badlands for generations. Now, there's a story that's been told for generations about a woman who once either called the Badlands home or came to visit the land for herself. But after some sort of event transpired, she soon found herself a permanent resident of the park, known as the Banshee of the Badlands. Okay, so we finally got to the part of the story that's actually the story for this episode. So I'm sure that you're all wondering who the Banshee of the Badlands is and what does she want?
That's right, Dylan!
That's the kind of support you need in your life. Well, according to Webster's, a banshee is a female spirit who wails and warns people of their impending death. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Banshee of the Badlands MO. She is said to spend a majority of her time around a butte. Don't forget that we know what that word means now. But she hangs around a butte called Watchdog. And when the sun starts to set, all people see is a silhouette of a young maiden walking around. She waits patiently for travelers to come by and ask her if she needs any help or what she wants. Now, if you hear this episode before you go visit the Badlands of South Dakota, do not approach this lady. Don't ask her nothing. Just think, sucks to suck, and walk away. Like, she might be like crawling and be like, help, help me. Just walk away. If she's next to Watchdog Butte, you don't want nothing to do with her. Don't ask her nothing. I'm just saying, save your life. Say, sucks to suck, and just keep going. So, could you imagine someone really needs help and you're like walking away from her?
Nope, I'm gonna fight for
I
this
heard
one.
Campfire Adventures episode on this. And the reason that I'm saying this is because the second that you give her the time of day is when she's gonna let out this wailing screech of death. Okay, maybe it's not death, but it's alleged that you could hear the scream for about a mile away. Sometimes she lets out these wails to get travelers to come closer, so that way they can speak to her. Now, once you hear the wails of this banshee, she has now warned you of your up.
It's the banshee.
There's the banshee. Yeah. She has now warned you of your upcoming impending death. And also, as it turns out, to ensure this happens, she has a sidekick. So, if the screaming wasn't enough, and knowing you were going to die soon wasn't enough, the Banshee of the Badlands has a partner in crime. And it is basically a full-on skeleton that's able to move, think, and maybe even talk. Now, I'm not sure about that part, but I mean, if it can walk and think and do all that, I couldn't imagine why it couldn't. But it's said to walk on the grounds of the Badlands as well, and it's in search of finding music. Wow. So if you're camping or if you're singing a tune just on your walkabouts at night, then be warned, because this walking skeleton is drawn to you. And if it gets a chance, it'll get its fiddle or its violin, whatever you prefer to call it, and start to play a song of its very own. However, this isn't just so that he can rock out with you, but more so that he can lure you away from your camp or from your party. And so he plays this music to get people to follow him. And if you hear it, then you're kind of entranced by this skeleton, and you'll go wherever he starts to lead you. And where he wants to take you is to the edge of a cliff, and then to the end of your life, because you'll walk off it. He's already dead. Doesn't matter if he falls off of it. And after you pass, he takes your soul. That's the goal. The only way the skeleton companion will end his song is once the sun comes up. So is there a way to stop the banshee? I'm not 100% sure. She screams in the night and she waves her hands on her butte, looking to lure more victims of her own. Honestly, it sounds like the Badlands have a lot going on, and more interesting enough, the nights seem to bring up some shady going-ons. But there is a short story that I read that's about these cowboys who had a run-in with the banshee and then the skeleton. But I feel like the story's so similar to what we already said about the cryptids MOs. Basically, they both do what I just said that they would do, and one of the cowboys goes missing. But I will say that people in the area are said to avoid anywhere near the Watchdog Butte. And the area connected with the banshee and the skeleton, it's alleged that the animals don't graze within a mile of it because of just the paranormal aspect of it all. So if it's good enough for the animals, then it's good enough for me, because I don't want to go anywhere near any of these cryptids that are trying to do anything shady. And okay, maybe not at night for sure, but all right, if it's in the morning, then maybe I'll think about it, because it's not at night. So that'd be cool for me. But that is a story of the Banshee of the Badlands. And now that we have all these cryptids all discussed on the podcast, I feel more accomplished, and I feel like it's definitely time for us to play this Horrified American Monsters. Actually, I do have the cue card ready for what the Banshees of the Badlands is, and it's Cryptid Report. And it says that the Banshee and her companion will lure you to your doom with their hypnotic music and their banshee wails. And I guess in this whole game, the goal is to protect your town. So we have to stop them from playing that in order to save everybody. So we do kind of know in real life what you need to do, which is not go there at night. But I think with all that said, we're going to start playing this game. It looks pretty fun. You're going to see tons of pictures of the board game and the fun that we had here. But I think real quick, since we're at the end of this episode, I'd like to take a minute to talk about the podcast, because we freaking made it to our 100th episode. Oh. I feel so accomplished. So I guess with that said, real quick. Yeah. Woo-hoo! That's the end of the 100th episode. Oh, that feels so good. I don't even know what to say, but I'm just so thankful that I have this podcast and I have these people here, you know, willing to be a part of each and every episode or to draw the art logo for an episode. Something just cool. It makes me happy. And this whole experience has been so rewarding, because I feel like the most important thing for the podcast for me was first to just learn some new skills and to start something. What's wrong? Oh, Lori. Yeah, it was just something that I got, had some free time, you know, in life, and I wanted to start something where I can learn some new skills and feel like I'm doing something important with myself. And so I made the website, I started to think about what I'd want to talk about, and Patrice and I were actually sitting at the OG campfire.
That's me.
That's you. That's right, Patrice! And we were sitting there, and we were just talking and chilling, and we were throwing around ideas, because I love the podcast Crime Junkies. And I was like, okay, well, love Crime Junkies. True crime is cool, and I love it for sure, but that's a lot of work, you know, to do that. And so I was thinking, well, what else could I talk about? What would be interesting? And I love cooking, but I was like, I'm not sure if that's the right thing. And then I thought, but monsters are cool. You know, like Bigfoot's cool. Investigation's cool. And I like to think that I'm an amateur sleuth, so it all kind of coincided with being amazing. And so I thought of a name real quick, Campfire Adventures, because life is full of adventures, and if you're around a campfire, then that only makes it better. And I'm just so proud. We freaking went on a road trip across America. We hit up every single state, even Hawaii, with our number one fan and his family. And I didn't get a chance to go to Alaska, but that's definitely on the list because it has to happen. I couldn't have gotten this far without going there, but we're going to make that one happen. And I think, if anything, that part of the podcast journey, which was so early on, because it was only 3 months after we started the podcast that I went on that road trip, but it was a great catalyst for me to push myself to experiences and adventures that aren't always controlled or, like, you know, the outcome for. It was just to see, like, how far can you push somebody to the limit and then see how far that they can make it, right? Because I had people tell me, like, oh, you went on this road trip. I kind of thought you'd stop after 2 weeks. And I was like, 2 weeks? You know, like, how is someone going to do that? And they're like, well, I kind of just thought that, you know, you'd, like, get bored or tired or scared and come home. And I was like, no way. I was like, there's no way in heck that I would do that. So
I believe Lori had money in you getting scared and coming back
home. I told Lori, she was one of the first people I told, and she was like, do it, do it, do it, do it. Lori is the type of person, anytime in life, like, she just pushes me to just, like, do what you want to do, have fun, live life, because it's short. And it is so short. And I feel like I've accomplished so much, and it just, it feels good. And so I appreciate Lori for being there to listen to the inception of the podcast and the road trip.
I am so proud of you. Thank Sometimes you. I just sit around and think about the things that you would tell me while you're driving around USA. Like, I was actually thinking about it yesterday morning because I have nothing else to think about, you know? And I'm just sitting there, like, thinking about what it would be, what it was like when you're driving around and we'd be talking on the phone. And I just am always so proud and so inspired by the things that you do.
I remember there was a time when I was in the Grand Teton National Park and I didn't have any cell service. I wasn't able to talk to anybody. I wasn't able to tell anybody that I was safe. Yeah. And I finally got cell service and I called Lori and I was like, Lori. And she just told me, I'm so happy to hear from you. She goes, but I just had the best feeling that you were living your best life and you were experiencing the greatest moments that you could possibly experience in life. And I was like, the view is just beautiful. It's so amazing. I saw, like, one of those elk do the, you know, their whole horn blow thing, that ooh, like, I don't know how to make it happen, but I saw that. I made a friend, hiked, and almost saw a bear, and, you know, up close and personal, but it was just pushing and pushing to just greatness. And I feel like I couldn't do that without everybody that I met on the road trip. I couldn't do that without my number one fan. Shout out to Raul. My number one fan is super cool. He's listened to every episode and he gave me ideas to talk about for different episodes, but also for this one. He wanted to hear me talk about my experience with the podcast. And I just feel like it's super cool to know that, like, I started off, you know, I always tell people, like, when I started off, I tried to make it, like, creepy and be like, so then this happened. And then this happened. And then this happened. You know? And then it's like, well, you know, that's cool and all, but I think that my personality is more jokes and laughs and having fun. So I turned into more of, like, storytelling time. And I guess that's the whole point of the campfire, in telling stories. So I have so much fun doing it. I can feel that we've grown a lot, which is nice. And there's so many more adventures to come up. I can't wait to experience more and more with this podcast. I do want to do some, like, international stuff. That'd be cool if we can make it happen where we go around and do some more stories outside of, you know, America and the United States. I think I'd really enjoy that. And I think that so would you guys. And, you know, whenever you have ideas, you can always send them in. But I got to tell Athena, thank you again for making the best logo for a Campfire Adventures podcast. And then to Kaden and to Damien and Patrice and Lori and Erica for being so amazing and being here and listening and supporting. I just found out Erica listened to every single episode and she's requesting 2 episodes a week, which I think that'd be really great if I could make that happen, but I'm going to see what I could do for her. And then for the freaking amazing gift of Horrified American Monsters, this game is going to be so much fun. And we've talked about all these cryptids, you know, Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, Mothman, the Ozark Howler, Chupacabra, and then even now, the Banshee of the Badlands. A short story, but good nonetheless. And it all connected to the road trip and to the podcast. So it's perfect. And so are all of you. So thank you for listening to my podcast. I appreciate you. Thank you for hosting the podcast, Lori and Patrice. And yeah. I appreciate every single one of you. So, and I like you guys. So I like the campers. So I guess that said, we've celebrated. We have a cake. We had this board game to play. We ate pizza, had cannons going off in the background. And I hope that wasn't too hard for you to listen to. But you're going to see pictures of everything on our Instagram and Facebook at Campfire Adventures. And then you'll see source material and pictures of the cryptids that we talked about in this episode on our website at www.campfireadventurespodcast.com. And I appreciate you, each and every single one of you out there in podcast land, for listening. Even if it was just one episode, or even if you're just tuning into this one now, you guys are so great. And I know that you're cool for listening. And maybe that's just coming from some rando that you don't know who's talking on the phone. But hey, sometimes that's all you need in life. So thanks for listening. Happy 100th episodes. Cheers to some more adventures and some more episodes. Cheers. Every noise you heard is because we are in a living room. We have our drinks. We have kids. We have fun. And
well, well, well. If it is the Bobber Yager,
the boo hag. The boo hag. That's what we call Rena.
You a hag. You a boo boo hag hag.
Ew.
That sounds so gross.
Should I leave this in the podcast?
No.
All right. Well, one extra special thing that I wanted to do for the 100th episode was get some people that mean so much to me in the podcast to say something. Even if they couldn't be here in person for the 100th episode, we could still talk to them over the phone. So we have the Banks on the phone to help us celebrate the podcast 100th episode. Woohoo!
Woo! Don't add that to the podcast.
It's already there. It's all for the stories, for the shenanigans. And I think we should maybe take a special drink for the 100th episode, if that's okay. All right. So what do I usually say? So it's time for us to grab our drinks. We're cheersing to the 100th episode. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, clink, clink. Cheers. And it's time for us to say some nice words after this drink. Go.
Booyah!
Okay. Well, what do you guys think about the podcast? So how does it feel to be part of something like this? And here we are, 100th episodes down.
I would say that it's actually pretty awesome to be a part of the journey and seeing how it started to where it's become.
We're very proud of you, Dylan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're really proud of you and just seeing your hard work. You traveling through all 50 states. You stayed with us for, quite some time, and we had such a blast. We did that podcast around the fireplace in South Dakota, and who knows? I mean, we're North Carolina now, so.
Yeah.
Adventures are to come. I mean, we got tons of adventures to come, and we had so much fun when we had that moment. I basically felt like a squatter living in your house, and no. I was almost to the point where if you guys would have adopted me, I wouldn't have left. So
hey, that's what we're here for.
Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys being always down for the cause, to help be there when I'm trying to write a story or to lodge me when I'm on an adventure and my computer breaks and we don't have anything else that we could do. I don't think we ever told people that the computer actually broke.
Yeah, when I was did. It was a sign for you to stay for like 2 more weeks. And I was like, yeah.
I'm not altogether convinced that the dogs didn't have something to do with it. They were like, Mom and Dad, Dylan's going to leave. We got to stop him.
I mean, we did train them really well, so.
It's just cool. I think like what Troy said and what you said, it's just like, it's a journey that I keep forgetting that, I'm living in the moment on. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool to just see it like get bigger and bigger and more ideas, because the second birthday is coming up. So I have some plans for that one. And before you know it, we're going to be out there, like you said, North Carolina for some more adventures just because we can. So I'm excited.
We're excited too. Woot woot! Cheers to 100 episodes!
Yeah! Alright. It's you guys and your words of, I guess, support and wisdom, yes, because it would make you very wise, because this podcast is cool. So, I appreciate you, Banks family, and cheers to the 100th episode. Woo!
Cheers!
To the 100th episode! Yeah. Woo! All right. Whether you listen to this in the morning or the evening, have a good morning or good evening. Bye!
Bye!
That's right, Dylan!